We're observing the 50th anniversary of Broomhilda.
Yes.
How did you come up with Broomhilda?
Well, okay, there was another fellow in the department named Charles Varsotti who decided he'd like to do a comic strip, and he didn't know anything about it. So I was the expert. I knew everything about it, how to do it, and all that stuff. So I showed him. Well, he sold his comic strip, and I was just fit to be tied. As I said before, I didn't know whether to kill him or kill myself, because I was the one that was supposed to sell a comic strip. But he did it, and he shortly after that moved to New York. He was at a party and met a man named Elliot Kaplan, who was the brother of Al Cap that did Little Abner. Elliot wrote comic strips and was in the comic book business, and he was a hustler and an entrepreneur, always had ideas. I don't mean hustler in a bad way, but he's always had projects going. And he asked Charlie, he said, well, I've got an idea for a comic strip about a witch named Broomhilda. Do you know anybody that might be able to do it? And Charlie said, well, yes, I do. So I was sitting in my little office one Friday afternoon, and I got a call from this very mellifluous New York person who had identified himself and said that Charles Varsotti had said that I might be able to do a comic strip, and would I send him some of my greeting cards? I said, well, yeah. So I was stunned about this. It came out of the blue. So I sat down over the weekend and did the first six comic strips about Broomhilda. Just came off the top of my head without any real thought, and I drew them, and I sent them to him. And he got them a few days later, and he said, I love it. And I ran down the street, and I sold it to what was the Chicago Tribune New York News Syndicate. Bang, bang, just like that. So I was one of those overnight successes after 15 years of trying.
What a thrill.
Oh, it was. It was just like that old saying you hear about, a door opens up in life, and you go through it. And that was that. All Elliot contributed was the name Broomhilda about a witch. That was his thing, and I've always done it all myself. He acted as my business partner, taking care of all the business things for 30 years, and he died about 20 years ago. We were total opposites in every way, background, politics, and everything, religion, everything. We're just opposite, but we always got along very well. We never debated touchy subjects and just got along fine.
I should say, you were married then when living in Kansas. Is that true?
I got married in 56 years, so it'll be 1974, yeah.
And your wife's name?
Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. She's born in Italy. She's an Italian.
So what a thrill then for the two of you that you had hit it big time with Broomhilda.
Oh, tell me about it. I was doing what I always wanted to do, and my income went up. What could be better?
It probably doubled or tripled, even more than that.
Well, it started out, I was making more than in the greeting card business, and then it just slowly crept up as I sold more papers. And I was just in clover there. It couldn't have been better.